present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard how Dom Frollo had sent Quasimodo the Hunchback to plead with Esmeralda and to beg her not to give evidence against Jehan Le Moulin, who had been arrested for attempting to murder Pierre Greenois. Quasimodo found Esmeralda and pleaded with her. She refused to listen to his pleas, and the Hunchback eventually returned to his master, Dom Frollo.
Well, Quasimodo, did you succeed in your mission?
Esmeralda would pay no heed to me. She says that you have persecuted her, and that your brother is really guilty, and that he must suffer.
1,000 curses on the gypsy girl, and 1,000 curses on you, Quasimodo. You have failed me.
Esmeralda is no enemy of mine. If you will only let her leave Paris in peace, your troubles will be over. And yet, if she leaves Paris, I will never again know happiness.
You cringing, ugly fool. The girl can never mean anything to you. I am the only one whom you must serve. If I order you to kill Esmeralda and her husband, you will obey me.
I will not obey you. And yet I wish to discharge my debt to you, Dom Frollo. The only way I can do that is to give you my advice.
I need not your advice. I need your aid. Take a sharp knife and plunge it into the heart of Esmeralda.
That I will never do. Can one destroy the thing one loves?
So, you dare to admit that you love her. I will have you lashed until you scream for mercy. I will have them cut you to ribbons with a whip. You foul and hideous creature. You should not be allowed to mention her name.
Let us not quarrel, my master. I say again, withdraw the edict. And you may yet save your brother's life.
I cannot withdraw the edict. You know that. The king's provost issued it. And until he has inquired into her conduct, it cannot be withdrawn.
You have many powerful friends at court. Can they not help you?
Jehan is such a fool. He is quite likely to tell them that I bribed him to stab Pierre Gringoire. Then I would be ruined. There must be some way out of this, Quasimodo.
You brought this trouble on yourself.
I know I brought it on myself, but that does not help me. I have an idea. I think the Lady Fleur-de-Lis can help me.
She is betrothed to Captain Phoebus de Chateaupierre.
Yes, I will see her. She will help me. She must help me. I am going to seek her out at once, Quasimodo.
Dom Frollo donned his hat and cloak. He gave certain instructions to the Hunchback, and then he hurried to the palatial home of the Lady Fleur-de-Lis Gondelaurier. He was admitted to the house, and he paced the floor, impatiently waiting for the lady to grant him an interview. After some delay, Dom Frollo was conducted to another room, where he found the Lady Fleur-de-Lis waiting for him.
Dom Frollo, you here again? What does this mean?
Milady, I have sad news for you.
You brought me evil news the last time you came here, Dom Frollo.
Captain Phoebus de Chateaupierre came to see me. He swore that he really loved you. But he said that this gypsy girl, Esmeralda, had cast a spell upon him. She had some fascination for him, and he could not break this spell.
I know that. I went to see the gypsy girl myself. She is very beautiful. I tried to kill her, but I was frustrated.
I wish to heaven that you had succeeded in killing her.
Your news, Dom Frollo. You have not yet told me anything.
First, my daughter, you must tell me whether you love Captain Phoebus.
I've tried to hate him. I know I should hate him, but I cannot help loving him.
My daughter, as I have told you, this gypsy girl has cast a spell on Captain Phoebus. For your sake, I desire to have the gypsy girl burnt as a witch. And I went to the king's provost and got him to issue an edict forbidding her to leave Paris until her case had been investigated.
Well, what of it?
The gypsy witch cast a spell upon my brother. She contrived that someone should sorely wound her husband, Pierre Gringoire, and she blamed my brother for that crime.
Who is your brother?
He is called Jehan de Moulin, and he has been arrested. Tomorrow, there is to be an inquiry, and if he is found guilty, He will die.
Now what do you wish me to do?
Captain Phoebus arrested my brother. He is under the domination of this girl, Esmeralda. She made him bring this charge against Jahan. And it is in your hands, madam, to free Captain Phoebus of this spell.
How can I do that?
I leave that to you.
I will do anything to win Phoebus back without sacrificing my pride.
If the gypsy girl were dead, it would break her spell. And Captain Phoebus could come back to you of his own free will, my daughter.
I will do anything, anything to win back the love of Phoebus. Leave matters in my hands, Dom Frollo. If I can save your brother's life, and if I can destroy the gypsy girl, I will do it.
It might not be necessary to destroy her. If she is given into my hands, I may be able to arrange that she will leave France never to return.
I ask you once again, Dom Frollo, what does La Esmeralda mean to you?
In pursuance of my duty, I must cause an inquiry to be made into Esmeralda's conduct. There is a law that witches may not live in Paris.
There is also a law that witches must die by burning. Why do you say you may be able to arrange for her to leave France? If she is found guilty, she must burn.
Our judges will decide that.
Dom Frollo, if you attempt to save that girl's life, I will never rest till you are broken and disgraced. I hate her, and I say she must die.
If you wish to regain the love of Captain Phoebus de Chateaupaire, you will obey me.
Tell me, what does this girl mean to you?
I only tell you that I wish to get La Esmeralda into my clutches. I wish to hold the power of life and death over her. If you obey me, you will never be troubled by her again.
I think I understand, Don Frollo.
I give you my word. If you can contrive for my brother to be freed and cleared of this charge, La Esmeralda will die.
The next morning, the King's Provost held an inquiry into the conduct of Jahan de Moulin. Jahan de Moulin stood closely guarded by two soldiers. Dom Frollo, Captain Phoebus, La Esmeralda, and Pierre Greenois were present at the inquiry. The Provost directed his first question to Captain Phoebus de Chateaupaire.
What is the charge against this man, Captain de Chateaupaire?
He is charged that he did attempt the murder of Pierre Gringoire, who stands before you.
Who carried out the arrest of Jahan de Moulin?
I did. Information was brought to me, and I considered it was worthy of an inquiry.
I will hear the charge from Pierre Gringoire.
On Tuesday, the 21st of January, I was walking along the street to my lodging when I heard footsteps behind me. I turned round quickly, but I was too late. I felt a sharp, stinging pain in my side. Then I fell to the ground, and I knew no more.
Did you see your assailant?
I did not see his face, but I know that Jahan de Moulin has always hated me.
That does not prove that he made this attack on you. Is there any other evidence against him?
La Esmeralda, the wife of Pierre Gringoire, can give evidence against Jahan de Moulin.
On the night of the 21st of January, half an hour before I discovered the bleeding body of my husband, Jahan de Moulin came to me to warn me that an attack was to be made on Pierre Gringoire. I noticed that the sleeve of Jahan's coat was soaked with blood. I accused him of stabbing Pierre, and he shrank back in fear. Then he ran away, and I went out into the streets and found my husband.
Have you anything to say to that, Jahan de Moulin?
She lies. There was no blood on my coat. If anyone stabbed Pierre Gringoire, it was Quasimodo the Hunchback.
That is not true. Quasimodo helped me to take the wounded form of my husband back to our room. He helped me to save his life.
It is not likely that the man who helped to save Pierre Gringoire's life stabbed him. I think you are guilty, Master Jahan.
Stop! He is not guilty. I can prove that Jahan de Moulin did not stab Pierre Gringoire.
Who is this who interrupts an inquiry?
I am the Lady Fleur de Lis Gondelaurier.
The Lady Fleur de Lis Gondelaurier of the King's Court? I know you, madam. What have you to do with this case?
On what day was Pierre Gringoire stabbed?
It was on the night of January the 21st.
Then Jahan de Moulin could not have stabbed him, because he was with me on the night of January the 21st.
Captain Phoebus sprang to his feet in alarm when he heard Fleur-de-Lis utter these words. Jehan de Moulin looked towards the lady who was pleading for him with a bewildered expression on his face. Will the king's provost believe the story of Fleur-de-Lis? Will Dom Frollo succeed in his plot against Esmeralda? We shall hear this in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.